Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. We are setting up here for a good show on this Wednesday morning. We've got Manhattan Fire Department and the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter scheduled later in the show. We'll kick things off, starting off with USD 383, Manhattan Ogden Schools, though. They have a school board meeting tonight, the first one here in the month of August. And joining us via Zoom is Superintendent Marvin Wade. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And we've also got school board member Daryl Eady. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you both on this morning. And we're so thankful for technology. It's we're using the backup of the backup. I really like that term you used during as we were getting set up here, Marvin. It's it's been an interesting few months, and we got a lot of preparation still yet to happen in the next few weeks as we get set for a school to start. It was just a couple weeks ago we found out when the start date will be, and that is August 26th. But, boy, there's a lot of planning going on in the meantime.
It really is. We've been hard at it, had a lot of different individuals sharing in the development of our reopening plan that's going to be presented tonight at the 5:30 work session. It is draft two of the plan. Draft one was presented a couple of weeks ago. It was the one-pager. Well, it was two sides of a one-pager kind of laying out the remote and on-site and the two different contingencies we have, just giving people a general introduction to it. And then tonight we'll have considerably more information in draft two of the plan. And then during the August 19th board meeting, 2 weeks from now, we do anticipate there be draft three, just because we've got a lot of the work done, but staff are reporting back now. We'll get more input from them. We also want to check some things with the health department, the Department of Education, just those finishing touches right before school gets started on the 26th. So that's the reason for that draft three on the August 19th meeting.
All right. So there will be a special work session before the meeting at 5:30 to kind of go over that plan a little bit and announce more details.
That's
yes,
right.
That's correct.
All right. Very good. Well, enrollment I know has been ongoing, mostly online. I know probably there's probably a few that came in person, but what are you hearing so far as the desire from parents?
Just like we expected, we've got some that are more comfortable going with the remote learning, and we're prepared for that. Then we've got a considerable number that want to do the on-site learning, and what we really need to stress now is that tonight the information that, and we're going to be posting this document, that it's going to be widespread here later in the day. But what we need people to do is go to the online registration and identify which of the approaches that the parents want for their children, so we can use that information to go ahead and build the schedules, because what people identify does dictate how we utilize our staff in our facilities. So we'll be, again, stressing that we need that information by August 12th at the latest. So that would be a week from today.
I know there's all sorts of options here. There's the hybrid learning, which I know a lot of people are probably questioning how that might look here in the fall. And I know that could still change here between now and August 19th. But assuming that was how you had to start the school year, what might that look like?
That's the kind of information we're going to be going over tonight, Brandon. Okay. That just what is it's spelled out in our document. We'll talk about it with the board. Say, here's how it looks like. Here's sample schedules. Here's the things that people need to know. So I want to be a little bit careful about getting too much into it. Something we've talked about internally with administration would be, we want to be careful that we don't make comments that might be inaccurate or misleading to somebody. We're really trying to be careful with like the utilization of the terminology, hybrid versus remote versus all distance learning, those things. So I'm gonna kind of stay close to the vest right now on that one.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, and we'll see those details coming out here shortly. Looking ahead, though, you're confident that in the plans moving forward, and it's different in every district, and you have I don't know what the enrollment here is at USD 383, but it's a lot of students getting set to potentially come back.
Well, I guess, yeah, we're expecting a lot of them to come back. I know some parents, you know, because things are flexible. You never know these days from week to week what the governor is doing and the health department. So it kind of makes us a little flexible, but we're really needing the parents to go out there and register their kids, whether they want to be online or in person, because there's some pieces in there we need to make absolutely sure are in place before the 26th. And, you know, like anything else with the COVID, you know, on the 25th, somebody may come out and say, we're closing everything down or something. And that, you know, we have to plan as though we're opening on the 26th.
All right.
Well, and we are working closely with our health community in really on an ongoing basis as we look at the options we have and what's the safest way to still ensure that we have students being educated.
Exactly.
You know, a big part of the fall is the athletics and activities that go along with school. And I know there's been a little bit of guidance that's come out from Keisha involving when, you know, practices and such can begin. Is some of that already happening at USD 383?
Well, we've got they came out with that things can begin August 17th, and that what we move forward with our regularly scheduled practices and competitions at this point in time, unless a local district decides to make changes in their scheduling. We haven't done that to this point. So our athletic directors are going ahead with their coaches. There's been some of the conditioning and weight training, of course, throughout the summer. Then there's a period of time where the athletes are not involved, and then they get started back up with the practices. And I don't know the exact schedule, but I know our athletic directors, coaches have those lined out already.
And I don't know, maybe one of you have the answer here, but if we do indeed have some sports activities, is this a board decision? Would as far as if fans would be able to come out and attend some of these activities?
Well, based on input from based on input from the health department.
Right, that's going to be a health department issue, and you know, yes, I want the stands full, but
right.
You know, but we also know we have to, you know, we have to essentially petition the health department when we're going to have groups over a certain number and get permission ahead of time for doing that. So that's something that the athletic directors talked to me about a couple days ago, would be just making sure that we get those requests in plenty of time, because I believe off the top of my head it's a 14-day window between making their request and having the event.
That's correct. Yeah, and the new local author, that is correct. I almost forgot about that. Changes all the time, I tell you what.
Yeah. You know what, Brandon, I thought maybe I ought to go back. You ask about the hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, you know, one thing I can't take, because I say, well, whenever I have these conversations, I have to remember, what did we put out already to the families and the staff in the weekly letter? That all that information, you know, is already out there. And so people know, like with the hybrid learning, that would be a contingency we would use to get the numbers down in the schools. Because when we can't meet the social distancing, the mass gathering numbers from and guidance from the health department, and we need to get those numbers down in the classrooms, then hybrid learning would be a good way to go. And that would be some of the students at school on Monday and Tuesday, a different group of students in the school on Thursday and Friday, and then Wednesday all of the students would be remote allowing for us to deep clean the buildings. And so that would that's the basic approach with the hybrid learning model. So nice. I thought I ought to at least touch on that piece.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of an interesting plan, and I think that sounds like it could potentially work, given the times we're in right now. So take one day off in the middle of the week and switching things out. Who knows? Everything is kind of throw it to the wall and see what sticks, I guess, right?
That's kind of where we started with it, and then it's like at this 10,000-foot level, and gradually we've got more and more into the weeds as this has evolved. So, the document that we're going to be releasing today is 87 pages long. There's a lot of the questions that people have that are answered in there. I know it won't answer everything for everybody, but I think it will reassure a lot of people that work has been done to try to, again, balance that safety, but also trying to have students get together when we can.
All right.
Darryl, yeah, I think one of the things we have to emphasize is the fact that we have been working a lot with the health department and our nurses, and the staff has done a tremendous job of getting a lot of supplies in. So the ones that will be in the classroom and stuff, we're going to try to our best capabilities of being as healthy distance, as mask, as whatever that we can dictate, the cleansing of the hands, very, very important, that we can be for our students, and their safety and health is a major concern for us, as well as we have to continue their education.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well,
so we'll cover that, at the work session from 5:30 to 6:30, and then 6:30 we'll have our regular meeting, and both of those are in Robinson Education Center. And we've got a lot of handbooks on the agenda tonight. Just that's what happens this time of year, is we get geared up. There's the custodial maintenance, food service, warehouse workers, office professionals, our instructional aides, paraeducators, substitute teachers, transportation, all of those kind of handbooks are going to the board tonight. So we have that guidance for our staff. That's one of the things on the agenda. Another one is the budget. And this will be a big part of the meeting tonight, that Lou Faust will be going over the budget planning, because the plan is to have a hearing for the budget August 19th at 6:30. Here at Robinson Education Center. So Lou will be going over lots of pages of the document, talking about what our mill levy is going to be, what's proposed for fiscal year 21, and just a lot of the details that go into the budget. So we've continued to work on all of those kind of things, as well as the reopening plan.
All right. I got to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue our conversation with USD 3D3 officials Marvin Wade and Darryl Eady here on News Radio KMAN. Stay tuned. More after this.